And then another project that I worked on for a long time was the Civil War battlefields like Gettysburg and Antietam and Charlottesville and all that. And I had a Volkswagen camper, and I used to just take off for 2 or 3 days, 4 days, you know, and sleep in there. And I got very involved with the Civil War battlefields, and I would get up early in the morning when no tourists out in the fields. And that was another time you would actually feel the battle, you know. You knew a little bit about how the battles were fought. You could actually hear the guns, and you could hear the cries, and you could hear the horses.
And so you did some reading also.
Yeah. Time. Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But that's how you get it's taking pictures is just taking photos. You have to get involved emotionally. Other than that, they're just shells. They're nothing, really. And you have to get involved with fully involved, totally involved. In fact, there would be days when I couldn't get any pictures, and I'd feel bad. I would actually feel bad if I would go out somewhere and spend a weekend and never came, felt I didn't do a good picture. I would actually feel bad. I would. So, the Civil War battlefield pictures, I did a lot of motion where I moved the camera and threw the lens out of focus, and I got grisly. The statues, you know, they have so many monuments like in Gettysburg with different brass monuments that, and just to photograph them realistically didn't mean anything to me, so I would change them. I would move the camera, I would knock it out of focus a little bit or something like that, and I would make them like death masks and all that, like the people were actually dying, or I would just take a hand dripping down with, and maybe when it was raining have water dripping off the hand or something, like it almost looked like blood coming out of the fingers, you know. And so there's a lot of things you could do with a little imagination, you know. You could change things around. You don't have to take a lens at something and take it the way it is. You have to see a little beyond the surface.